And a warm welcome to everyone today on this Friday, the middle of March here. And I want to welcome everybody to the show. It is the at-home show presented to you by Zealand Lumber and Supply. And those of you who have been listening over the last several weeks have been, I hope, enjoying a series on innovation in the building industry. And if you recall, 3 weeks ago, and you know what, we've highlighted kind of those name brands that are top of mind, even for the consumer. You know, 3 weeks ago, we talked with Anderson Windows and had a great show talking with them about what they're doing in the marketplace in today's economy. A couple weeks ago, we had Trex Decking on, and Trex is the leading decking brand in the country. And then last week, we had James Hardy, Fiber Cement, on. They really painted a picture of what they're doing to create value for homes that are being renovated or for homes that are being built right now in the year 2014 and beyond. Today, we kind of take a little bit of a rabbit trail, and I'm super excited to share with you that we have EPS Security on, and Barbara Thompson is joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, for having me.
You know, you were down at the home show last night, and I'd like to, before we launch into today's show, talk a little bit about the home and garden show. We're actually going to give away two free tickets to the show to the first caller that calls in today on today's show. And the Home and Garden Show is going on this weekend at the DeVos, downtown Grand Rapids. It's ongoing today as well as tomorrow and Sunday. And again, we're going to give away two tickets to the first caller. But you were down there last night. Give us a little picture of what's going on down at the Home and Garden Show, Barbara.
There's a lot of vendors. It was hopping. We have a booth there. It's 2213. For all of those of you listening, just stop by. We are giving away a free security system this year, which consists of perimeter protection, interior protection, and one free year of monitoring. So we're excited about that. We have a lot of integrated home automation stuff that we can show to the people, and so it's
now,
a good booth.
Will that include a dog? Dog security? Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
No dog this year.
All right.
Fortunately not.
So again, we're talking innovation today, and we're talking innovation in the building industry. Today's journey really is all about security and how you guys are using technology and innovation to create something that's really powerful for the homeowner today. Let's talk a little bit about EPS Security.
Sure.
Paint a little bit of picture of who you guys are, and then we'll jump into today's topic.
Sure. EPS stands for Engineered Protection Systems. We are a locally owned and operated company. We do all of our own monitoring from our central station, which is located right downtown Grand Rapids. Our central station is one of 36 privately owned companies nationwide that is recognized as a company that delivers leading security and communication services. And then our central station has also won numerous awards of excellence. It is one of first of in West Michigan to be UL and FM approved and is a 5-diamond certification station. So,
for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking with Barbara Thompson from EPS Security. We're talking innovation in the building industry. Our number, 395-1450, that's 395-1450, if you have any questions or comments about today's topic. So you talked a little bit about kind of your main office in Grand Rapids. Do you guys give solutions for both the residential and the commercial markets?
Yep, we have about 19,000 accounts that we have, both residential and commercial. And then, when it comes to residential focus, it's more of just the perimeter protection, intrusion, fire protection. And with commercial, you have anything from intrusion, card access, video surveillance. Definitely both of those.
All right, now talk a little bit, Barbara, about how security has changed and how it's different from even maybe 5 or 10 years ago. You know, in the building industry, the industry looks it looks completely different than it did 10 years ago, and there's been a lot of innovation, a lot of change. Talk about how that's changed in your channel?
Sure, there's definitely been a lot of innovation in the past 5-10 years. I mean, dramatic changes within the residential security. Today's systems can communicate wirelessly. Telephone lines are becoming a thing of the past. And then security panels have color touchscreens. Users can interact with their systems remotely via their mobile apps, and security sensors can even be used to optimize energy savings.
Now, you talked about perimeter protection a little bit earlier.
Sure.
Describe what that is specifically for our listeners.
Perimeter protection is going to be your exterior doors. So at the minimum, that's what we want to do is contact those exterior doors, and then from there do a little bit of the interior protection from motions, glass breaks, anything like that.
All right, so help me understand, Barbara, if I am a listener and I'm thinking, hey, I want to do some perimeter protection, and I have an existing home.
Sure.
What's entailed in actually getting me to the state where now I have that perimeter protection? What do you guys do for the homeowner?
Sure. The homeowners typically will call in, and based off their zip code, it's directed to that salesperson. That salesperson will set up a walkthrough with the homeowner. We'll look at the accessible points, easy accessible ways of getting into the home, and then from there we will send a proposal and go from there. So,
now, do you deal with the technical aspect of installing whatever the security is? And how intrusive is that from my perspective? I mean, do you have to do something to the door specifically, or is it simply the latch portion of the door?
Nope. Either it will be a hardwired contact if there's a way to hardwire something back to the panel. Otherwise, it's a wireless contact that's just surface mounted, or it can be recessed into the door, and that's communication back to the receiver.
And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, along with Barbara Thompson from EPS Security, and today we're talking about innovation, specifically in the security part of the industry. And so far it's been kind of an interesting, engaging conversation, Barbara, and I want to continue that. Just a reminder for our listeners, 395-1450, that's 395-1450, if you have a question or a comment about today's show. And we're actually giving away a couple tickets to the Home and Garden Show downtown Grand Rapids at the DeVos Place, and that's going on this entire weekend. Actually, tonight it's open until 9:30, and then tomorrow 10 till 9, and Sunday 11 till 6. So it's kind of a great event. That's a place where you can see all the latest and greatest in terms of home and garden products and services. So let's jump back into our conversation. Before the break, Barbara, I had asked about perimeter protection, and you talked a little bit in detail on how you guys can come in and simply put security around doors, the exterior doors.
Yep.
What about the window portion of homes? I imagine that some listeners out there are saying, you know, doors are fine, but maybe a complete system would entail both doors and windows.
Yep. Some people opt to just do the motions inside, so if someone was to come in through a window, then that motion would pick them up. But sometimes people like to know before the person's in the home. So wherever windows, typically single-hung, double-hung windows are where we're going to put the contact on. Again, depending on the window, most of the time they're surface-mounted wireless contact. So that just allows, if it gets pried open, then it sends that signal back to our central station. So it allows us to know before the intruder's in the home that the contact was broken.
Okay, and then how does that process work when you get the phone call?
Sure.
Then does that trigger a call somewhere else?
Yep. Anything on intrusion, which is the perimeter doors, motions, glass breaks, anytime one of those things are triggered, it sends a signal back to our central station. And from there, when the homeowner signs up for the monitoring, we create a contact list. And from there, it's who do you want to be contacted first when an alarm is triggered.
Okay.
So we contact the first two people on the contact list. If we can't get a hold of either one of those, then we dispatch police.
Okay, excellent. You know, we're going to go to a call. Teresa, you are live on the At Home Show.
Where'd she go? Yeah.
We seem to have lost Teresa.
Wait, no, we didn't lose her yet.
There she is.
Teresa, you are live on the At Home Show.
Oh, hi, thanks. Hey, I have a question. I have an existing house. I know you're talking about building, but I have an existing house, and I have a couple questions. Is it possible to put a system in an existing house? And I have big dogs, so I know I wouldn't want to use motion. And also, can you monitor for, like, fire? Because I keep seeing there's a lot of fires this year on the news, and I just wondered if that's something that their company can do.
Yeah, we definitely can do existing homes. It's not just new construction. From there, we would, like I said, take a walk around and see what the accessible points are. Depending on if there's ways to hardwire, we would, you know, maybe give you an option for hardwiring some of the devices. Otherwise, we can do all wireless. Our motions are pet immune, so depending on how big your dogs are, they're pet immune to up to 70 pounds. So if they're over that, then we would look at maybe glass break protection or the window protection if you wanted something more than just the doors.
But, you know, I don't want to see wires.
Oh, you wouldn't see the wires. They would be hidden. I mean, they would go in the wall, and then it would be just a recessed contact like on a door or a window. They would not be exposed.
Okay.
And then as far as fire protection, definitely we do offer fire protection. Typically with existing homes, you have the local smokes to code. So we would do what's called spot protection and typically recommend one smoke on each floor that's monitored.
Okay, and then that would call you? Or we would, like, if we weren't home?
Yep, definitely. If that was triggered, it would send an alert to our central station. Now, with it comes to smoke detectors and carbon monoxide, we don't call the contact list. We dispatch fire department right away and then call you. So.
Okay. Well, thanks. That answers my question.
Oh, you're welcome. If you want some more information, feel free to call EPS, and we could set you up with a territory sales rep.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Teresa. And we'll have two tickets waiting for you at the desk here, right at the WHTC office, right downtown Holland. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Oh. All right, great. Thank you.
All right, have a happy weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye.
You know, and Teresa can really stop by your booth at the at home. I like to promote my radio show.
That's awesome.
You know, hey, the Home and Garden Show is second fiddle, right?
We'll promote it for you, Mark.
All right, thank you. But you guys are actually there at the Home and Garden Show. You have a booth. What booth number is that again?
It's 2213.
2213, and Teresa and all our listeners are encouraged to stop by that booth and talk to Barbara and the rest of your EPS team.
Yep, I'll be there tonight and tomorrow afternoon, so...
You know, a couple great questions there. You know, a follow-up question that I would have is, and again, getting back to this whole idea of technology and innovation, is how are you using this to positively impact your clients? I imagine that one way is just the communication is that much greater.
Yeah, communication aspect is very important and probably the biggest that we're seeing. But through technology, we are now able to add thermostats that on average may be able to save a consumer $200 per year through their heating and cooling costs. Being able to control lights remotely for peace of mind and security, door locks that remove the need for a key, and then ease of use, and then the smartphones and tablet accessibility. These are all positive additions made possible through technology to the standard security fire system we have provided for over 60 years.
Now, smartphones and iPads, that's just going great guns, and apps are out there. You know, what are you guys doing specifically in relation to iPhones and iPads and apps, and what's out there that the consumer can expect?
Yeah, with when it comes to those, we have what's called our Total Connect app, and that's offered through the Honeywell dealer that we use, and that just allows you to log in through your phone and be connected while away. So you can log into your security system, be able to arm, disarm, even if you have that home automation aspect of it, then you can be able to adjust your thermostat, turn lights on, off if they were left on. So,
well, I'm just having this picture in my mind. How many times have I left my home and a half mile down the road, I'm like, okay, did I actually shut my garage door?
Sure.
Is that something that an app can give me kind of a peace of mind?
Yep, definitely. Through that app, I mean, you could log in and say, is my garage door open? And we actually have a new part number that just was introduced to us this week that you can actually now shut your garage door from your security system if it was left open. You can even set up schedules. So at night, if you wanted to know if lights were turned on, it could send you a notification. If the light was still on, you could just log in and turn it off. It's quite innovative what you can do now with the security system. So
and welcome back to the final segment here on the At Home Show, sponsored by Zealand Lumber and Supply. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, alongside Barbara Thompson. And we've been talking about security in the home for the most part today. And I know that EPS also does some commercial. But for the sake of this show, we've been concentrating on the residential side of things. And really, our discussion has centered around innovation and the use of technology. And it was really cool. Before the break, we talked about this whole concept of Total Connect and having, I don't know if visibility is the right word, but I guess enhanced visibility from your iPhone on, you know, whether you left a garage door open and actually getting to the point where you could ultimately tell that, yes, it was left open, and even being able to close the garage door remotely, even as far as miles away, right?
Yep, very true, yes.
The idea, and we talked a little bit about it during the break, but then the whole idea of actually having cameras and video footage, and really that's a topic that we could probably spend several minutes on, but talk to us a little bit about how that whole part of the security industry has evolved.
Yeah, we actually do quite a few systems that have cameras that are integrated. We have our Total Connect cameras that allow you to receive 10-second clips of motion sent directly to your phone. You can even log in through that app and view live, any footage that you want. It's kind of a cool concept. We have a customer that put one in their garage, and they didn't want to see all movement in the garage, but there was a four-wheeler they just wanted to zone in on and some stuff up on a shelf, so anytime there was motion within those two zones, then it would send a 10-second clip. So it's just kind of cool what you can do with the technology.
Right. You know, I have a 10-year-old son, and I'm sure that, you know, having a four-wheeler, I would want to make sure that he was not accessing that four-wheeler. So, yeah, it makes complete sense.
Yep.
You know, a thought popped into my mind that, okay, you can get that footage, and maybe 10, 15 years ago, the industry had such that you could get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is if you wanted to see some event that was happening, you almost had to watch the whole complete footage.
Yep.
Is the technology such that really the tape's not rolling, if you will, unless there is motion? Or how does that work, Barbara?
Yep, with the Total Connect cameras, those are just motions and they send you clips. Now, there are different kind of cameras, analog IP cameras that can be recorded back to a DVR. And from that DVR, you can view the footage, and that is recorded video. So it'll give you a graph of motion, per se. And when you see it spiked, you can kind of just click on that area, and it will give you the video clip of however long you want to see it. But you can go back, a week if you wanted. And a lot of that happens within the commercial aspect for businesses, but I have put them in homes, and for those that want to see on their second home, possibly out by the lake when they're not there all the time, they want to go back and see, you know, what kind of movement's been going on. But those are more of a security aspect kind of a camera, where the Total Connect is more of a look-in. So.
Okay. You know, I can imagine Teresa earlier on the show talked about the security system and the whole idea of not seeing cords, right?
Sure.
I'd like to kind of carry that through to now cameras, right?
Yep.
How obtrusive are these cameras, and are there some things that technology has given us that makes it less obtrusive or even hidden to a point?
Sure. There are some cameras that can be hidden, but the other ones, I mean, they're not very big at all. You got your dome cameras that be mounted to a ceiling, it's a little dome, or you have a less than 6 inches square camera that can just be mounted outside the front door just to see who's, you know, at your front door. So
can you hide cameras in light fixtures or let's just say even a fire protection system, like a fire alarm?
Yep, they do have those as well. And like I said, those are more commercial based, but we have seen some in residentials being hidden in just odd places. And
you know, it's an exciting time to be in the security industry because technology and innovation is happening so quickly.
Yeah.
Right? For our listeners' benefit, what are some other areas or resources that they can come to, and maybe specifically like the EPS website? I'm sure that you have further information even on your website.
Oh, definitely. We have lots of information on our website, and we'll lead you to other links as well of some of our vendors, but it's just epssecurity.com. And again, if anybody's going to the home show, we have a lot of good information there as well.
Yeah, tremendous booth there. And stop on by that EPS security booth. Anything in our brief time left that you see in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years in your industry?
I just see technology growing. I mean, we just were informed about being able to open and close the garage door. I mean, there's just going to be so much more, I think, as far as that aspect of being more connected to your home while away.
And I see collaboration between industries like yours and the window industry, the door industry, where you guys are going to connect the dots more and more.
Yep, definitely. I mean, we've partnered with Anderson to put in some wireless contacts for their windows that they're speccing, so that can all be wireless contacts integrated with our security system.
That's one great example. Hey, thanks for being on the show today, Barbara. It was a tremendous show, and I want to wish everyone a safe and happy weekend. So long, everybody.